I am James Ragnuth. I am 22, and I am the co-creator of Dev Diary and the co-owner at Forever an Astronaut.
I'm Seth Koster. I'm 29 years old, and I'm the games programmer at Butterscotch Shenanigans.
I'm Adam Koster. I'm 30 years old, and I am the co-founder and web programmer at Butterscotch Shenanigans.
I am James Ragnuth. I am 22, and I am the co-creator of Dev Diary and the co-owner at Forever an Astronaut. So in late 2015, me and co-creator Alessia Summerfield were deciding to, we wanted to do a documentary on video games, and we weren't sure where to start, so we'd actually started with a company called Happy Better Studio here in town. While over there, we were talking to Dana Heath, Ben Triel, and Carol Mertz, and they mentioned Butterscotch Shenanigans as this team that was in the process of putting out this really huge game at the time, and they were going through some personal turmoil, and they were like, you should just reach out and see if they'd be interested in talking. So we did, and it turned out that they had a story that was, like, way huge, and that's how it shifted from being this kind of, like, spotlight thing on independent developers to...
So when you were first approached to actually be the subjects of a documentary, what was your response?
I'm Seth Koster. I'm 29 years old, and I'm the games programmer at Butterscotch Shenanigans. Well, yeah, we said yeah. yeah, it was an exciting prospect for us, and it could have potentially turned out bad because of what we were going through at the time. Of course, we didn't know how things were going to end up, but regardless of what was going to happen with Sam's health and everything, we still thought it would be important for us to, you know, get our story out there.
And Adam, what was your reaction?
So I was kind of told about it since I was at the time in Dallas, you know, kind of off on my own, working remotely. And Sam and Seth and just shot me a note and just said, "Hey, this team here wants to make a documentary about us. What do you think about that?" And I was like, "What world do we live in right now?" You know. I was on board and thought it sounded really interesting. And mostly I wanted to get a sense of what the story looked like from the outside.
And I'm curious what attracted you to that idea specifically of what the story or narrative might be from an outside perspective.
So, you know, we went off kind of on our own, but always standing on the shoulders of people who helped, right, to make our own thing in the midst of all this turmoil. And we see all these people around us also trying to make their own path. And one of the questions that we've always had is how do we get there? How do other people get there? How does everybody help each other get there? And it was interesting to me to see how people would see this story in those terms, the story of despite large adversity, getting to where we wanted to be, and whether that was something of use to other people, and if it was helpful in some way, I kind of wanted to see if that was how things would work out.
And I'm curious then, from a documentary perspective, good documentaries often rest on really strong narratives. How did you kind of approach this real-life, real-time event that is a very strong narrative?
We approached it very carefully. We knew going into it that there were a lot of uncertainties with it. The game hadn't been released. Sam's health was still in flux a little bit. And we kind of had to figure out how can we tastefully just tell the story for what it is, bare bones. So that's what we did. We told it from the perspective of this is what's happening in real time. These are the facts. This is what it looks like from, you know, a scientific perspective. And we just kept hitting it like that. And the more that we hit it like that, the more that we found that this narrative of family, of some sort of underdog story, kept naturally emerging. And as that continued and we learned more about where things were actually going, we got a little bit more comfortable in molding the story a little bit more. Luckily, the three brothers are super interesting on their own. Like, it didn't take a lot on our part to make it interesting. They kind of did that themselves, which has been fantastic.
And so then I'm curious, you know, when you have someone showing up and being like, "Hi, I'm going to make a documentary of you. Can I be a part of this moment of your life? Can I be a part of this moment of your life?" How did you maintain a sense of openness in order to actually be an engaging subject as well?
It wasn't anything we had to try very hard to do. We love talking about the stuff that we do, and we just find it all very interesting, and we just can't shut up about it. So they would just pop in every now and then with cameras whenever something was going on. They're like, "Hey, can we be here?" And we said, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And then we just kind of carried on doing our thing, and they just kind of were flies on the wall. Every now and then they'd pull one of us aside and ask, "Hey, can you say, into the camera what's going on here? And we'd say, oh yeah. And then we just go on for 4 hours about it. So yeah, I mean, it's just, I think it's just kind of our natural state is wanting to just talk about the stuff that we're doing.
Could you give me kind of a description of like one or two specific moments that you thought were really important to the formulation of the documentary itself? I'd be interested in all three of your perspectives on that.
I think that the two most important things about being able to do this properly was the scope of Crashlands. Crashlands being this huge thing that was coming out of a Midwestern studio, we thought was a very important piece to it, because how often do you hear about really big, cool things that are known on a national level coming out of St. Louis? And the second side to it was this humanitarian story in Sam's battle. I mean, it's such a miraculous thing, him surviving stage 4B lymphoma. Like, it was crazy to us. Me, as a cancer survivor myself, it was like, this is a story of not only somebody that is battling a terrible, crippling disease, but somebody that is taking that disease and using it to fuel a fire to make something bigger. And we thought that was probably, like, the biggest piece to it. And kind of a third piece in that is the fact that three brothers are working together so well. Like, that's, I don't get along with my siblings that well. Alessio doesn't get along with his siblings that well. That was a big part of it for us, too.
Yeah, I'd say as far as particular moments go, the documentary crew was there for two really big ones where we literally didn't know up until those specific moments what was going on. One of them was on the launch day of Crashlands, where we had been working on this game for 2 years, and our game's success was going to sort of live or die based on how we got treated on the front page of the App Store, for example. So if Apple decided to feature our game, we were going to make it, and if they didn't, we weren't, and that was just it. And we didn't know what was going to happen. So so they were there with us, and we were just refreshing the store page, and they were filming that moment before we got to finally see, hey, oh, holy crap, we got editor's choice on the iPad, and turned out everything was going to be okay. So that was a very tense moment. And the other was when we were in the Siteman Cancer Center when Sam got the final all clear from the doctor. So that moment was caught as well on film. And so either of those moments could have gone either direction, and it would have made for a very different story.
Yeah, I would actually just have to echo exactly those two moments. But I have not, I've specifically not watched them. So these guys have sent the clips our way and had us review stuff, mostly to make sure there isn't some, you know, piece of code in there that people can see that would let somebody destroy our company or something. So, you know, I've watched bits and pieces, but have sort of consciously tried not to participate in the story yet, because I want to see the whole thing in sequence with as much distance as possible from the actual moments themselves to get to see it. So I wasn't present, actually, for a lot of this stuff, because I was off in Dallas at the time. So a lot of the video, most of the video actually, records events that I knew about but didn't get to participate in. So I'm mostly just looking forward to just seeing that story and getting to take part in it for all the parts that I didn't actually get to take part in, including, so I was here for the Crashlands launch, but I was not here for Sam's final bone marrow biopsy and for his final diagnosis when he got his all clear and all that stuff. And that's now captured. So I'll get to see it in the context of the story.
And you mentioned that you yourself are a cancer survivor. I'm curious, how did that play into your relation to this story and to the family that was going through this?
I wouldn't say it contributed on an active level because it wasn't talked about in person with anybody much, but behind the scenes, it was definitely a conversation of, like, very much understanding where everybody's coming from as far as, like, all this pain goes. And, like, in watching the interviews that we did with their parents, like, being able to, you know, see glimmers of my parents in that, and having this like strong sense of like, this is an important story to tell either way it goes, because at the end of the day, no matter how it does, they're always going to have this, and this is a very cool moment in their life that we're excited to be able to capture.
One of the things that I find interesting is like, there have been articles, there have been blogs, you told your story yourselves through social media and things like that. How does doing a documentary film kind of give people a chance to understand the game, their lives, this perspective in a new way?
I think what the documentary does that other mediums don't necessarily get a chance to do is now people get to be there. So they get to be there on release day. They get to see kind of what the brothers were feeling and thinking on release day. They get to see what it was like in the lead up to release day. They get to see what it was like contemplating whether or not Sam was going to be okay. They get to experience all these emotions kind of in real time with the brothers themselves. And I think that's the coolest thing about this medium in particular.